It's the first state hearing on major cost overruns at Vogtle. So far, the expansion project is at least 18 months behind schedule. Georgia Power's Kyle Leach took the stand and said a project of this size was bound to have some issues.
When we started this process at certification, we recognized, and there was a lot of discussion around the risks of building new nuclear after 25, 30 years since the last nuclear projects were completed. We did our best to assess those risks and understand those risks going in, but we always knew that they were there.
Leach blamed the cost overruns on unexpected contractor issues that he said were outside the company's control. In one costly case, a contractor used steel bars that weren't approved in the original design. Georgia Power didn't catch the error, federal regulators did. But project manager David McKinney insisted to Commissioner Doug Everett the company acted reasonably.
Simply, somebody made a wrong assessment.
And so you think that's prudent to make a wrong assessment?
What I stated earlier was that I believe all of the actions taken to resolve these issues and work through these issues were appropriate and reasonable.
Other contractor issues include paperwork problems and delivering parts on time. Public Service Commissioner Tim Echols expressed concern ratepayers would have to pay so much.
This is really serious that we're going down this road and that the contractors and their errors are having such an impact on our ratepayers.
Despite the cost overruns and delays, Georgia Power's McKinney insisted it was still a good deal for customers.
The economic analysis continues to demonstrate that completing this facility represents the best cost option for our customers by a wide margin. Even in the extended delay scenarios performed at the Commission's request, the facility remains economic.
The hearings continue over the next 2 months and conclude with a vote October 15th. At the Public Service Commission in downtown Atlanta, I'm Jonathan Shapiro for WABE News.